This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
So just a little bit about Alzheimer's disease. So it's a progressive disease of the brain. It's a neurological disease. For quite some time, it was branded as a psychological disease, especially back in the early 50s and 60s, where people seemed to lose their mind and go crazy, and they were actually institutionalized. But however, what it really is it's a neurological disease that affects the neurons in our brain, the nerve cells that are responsible for everything that we do. You listening to me speak, breathing, eating. So it's less psychological and definitely more neurological in terms of its terms of a disease. Dementia is sometimes used instead of Alzheimer's disease, and they're actually two different things. So dementia is an umbrella term. It describes sort of the memory loss and the symptoms related to memory loss in terms of your inability to retrace your steps, the inability to maintain new information. It's just sort of a shorthand name that captures all of those aspects, all of the aspects of memory loss. And usually there's a cause for the dementia symptoms. Sometimes those symptoms could be reversed. So it could be that you're having memory loss because of vitamin deficiency or the medication that you're taking, or depression. But more than likely, if you are showing signs of dementia, it's because of Alzheimer's disease. About 60% of the time, it's Alzheimer's related. 30, a different form of dementia. So it could be Lewy body disease. It could be frontal temporal dementia. It can be vascular dementia. And then the final 10% is more the reversible dementias. And unfortunately, there is no cure for Alzheimer's disease. The medications that are available, they help reduce those dementia symptoms. However, once the disease starts, we cannot slow it down, and it continues until people unfortunately die from complications of Alzheimer's. And the one thing that we do know is that the biggest risk factor is age. As we get older, our risk for developing Alzheimer's or some other form of dementia increases significantly.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.